Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Features, a program that introduces you to interesting people, ministries, and places. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, with Cam Ferguson.
Good to be here, Tom.
Cam, we have a really exciting opportunity. We have two young men who are trying to change the world.
Yes, indeed. And they have a most important book to share with the world, one that we share in that mission.
So many of our listeners have access to it. It's been offered to them before, but it will be coming to every single household in North America. A very powerful book about the history of God's love and his goodness and his justice.
It's a powerful book, and it's a tremendous goal. And let's introduce our guests, Oleg and Jonathan. Gentlemen, tell us, what is this mission that you have?
Oh, it's so good to be with you, gentlemen. Thank you for inviting us. And yes, we do believe that people in this day and age, you know, with all that's going on in the world, people sometimes are afraid. They don't know what's to come. They don't know what's awaiting, you know, economy and wars and stuff like that. And it's so amazing to see how God in his love towards human beings, he has revealed what is to come so that that would bring us hope. So the book that we're talking about, the book, The Great Controversy, it's especially that it's a revelation of God's love towards his people and his people that live on the planet Earth. Because God knows, and as the Bible says in the books of Daniel and Revelation, that in the end times or in the end days, there will be a lot of commotion in the world between natural things and wars and other things. But God says, I have prepared a way for you how to stay strong, how to have courage, and how to go through it. So the book, The Great Controversy, basically, it's a blend of history and Bible prophecy. And it's the great controversy between good and evil, basically showing how from the beginning, Satan has tried to deceive people and take them away, basically produce a gap between the divinity, God, and humanity, people. And what this, what the Bible does through the Bible, God wants to reconnect human beings with the divinity. The book, The Great Controversy, does just that as well. It's based on the Bible, especially on the books of Daniel and Revelation, and helping people to see what has passed from the destruction of Jerusalem and what is going to happen all the way until the second coming of Jesus.
Amen. Well, Cam, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Yes, Tom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to consider the book, The Great Controversy, a book that you have blessed and instructed be shared with all. And in this age of confusion, when people are wanting to know the truth more than ever before, we ask for your Holy Spirit's guidance that all who hear this broadcast may be blessed and drawn to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oleg, you provided a very clear description of the book. Your partner here, Johnny, would you outline the audacious plan that you have to get this book into every home?
Yes. You know, reading this book, a lot of people ask, well, why don't you just share Bibles? The reality is that here in North America, people have so much access to the Bible, but many people don't understand. So here we have a resource in our hands that doesn't replace the Bible, but points people to a deeper understanding of God's Word. It's a study aid companion. And so we as a ministry have decided, you know what? As crazy as it sounds, we want to get this book in every single home of North America. And we don't want to just mail it. We don't want to just give it to them online, but we want to hand deliver it to them.
So tell me, tell our listeners, what is the advantage of that face-to-face communication in this day and age of texting and screens and FaceTime? It sounds like you're going old-fashioned, or maybe not. Share.
You know, It's a very good question, and this is something that comes up all the time. Why don't we just use digital marketing? Why don't we just send ads and email blast people? Why don't we send just brochures through the mail? That there's something about one-on-one contact that connects people with people. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
It's so much easier to build relationships when you actually go in person. We found many times that even without reading the book, just by us coming in person, that people get a glimpse of God, get an interest in God, and start coming to the local church. And then after that, they get the interest to say, hey, you know what? I want to read now.
There's a very compelling, on one of your websites, a video clip of a young boy, probably his parents in the background, and handing the book to a person. And I tell you, that just tugs at my heart as I see that little video clip. And that, in essence, is what you're trying to do, hand it to them. You know, during COVID, there were people who, some people sequestered themselves to the length that they literally didn't see anybody, literally didn't touch lives. And it's almost like we have to reestablish touching and speaking to each other once again. And you have a plan to do that, not only across the United States, but Canada and Mexico. That is North America. How big, how many books? Have you done the calculations, the numbers yet?
We have. We try not to talk too much about that to ourselves because we get scared.
Okay.
I'll share it with you. It's 148 million homes. And you know, the only way to do that is through local churches. So we, you know, we're so thankful that there are so many church communities all across North America. In almost every little town, there is a church. So what we're doing, we're encouraging churches to visit their neighborhoods. I mean, that's what churches are there for, is to go and see who needs help, who needs a prayer, who needs other help, you know, because when you were with the person in there one-on-one, there are needs that sometimes they need their wood being split or something, an old lady who needs the wood split, and you can gather, rally the people at the church and go and help her. So it's all about helping, not only in physical needs, but the deepest need that people have is the spiritual need, is knowing that God loves them, He's willing to forgive them, and he has their backs, and he described everything what's going to happen in the future, and that he holds the future in his hands. You know, after you tell people that, and after the people understand that God really loves them, he forgives them, and he has a bright future for them, that relief that you see, you know, in people's eyes, and they thank you and they hug you. Sometimes we pray with people at the doors, and when you open your eyes, you know, when you say amen and you open your eyes, you would see tears in people's eyes. I mean, this is what, this is the fuel for us, you know, that keeps us going. Because it's not always easy. There's so much work. There's so much money that's needed in this. But the Lord inspires us through people that are touched by that personal touch. So that's why we're so enthused about this. Not only providing the book to people, but that personal touch. And it's good all around. It's not only good for people that are on the receiving end, it's good for us, for our churches, to be involved in this. Isn't that nice when you helped someone and people are thanking you and say, thank you, you came at the right time. How do you feel after that? It's just such a satisfaction to be useful. So that's what God wants us to do. It's just to help out.
You know, I want to share a very quick testimony. We were doing an outreach with a church in Grass Valley, California. One of the people who are participating in outreach, they go to a vehicle and they offer this great controversy. And in this particular instance, the great controversy was paired with a health magazine. The family starts looking at the individual perplexed, you know, confused. And, you know, he insists to tell them about what he just handed to them. And they said, this is just so crazy. We were just talking a couple minutes ago how we needed some mental health resources because I was going to kill myself today. This was the place of my execution. My mom flew in and came to intervene, and yet here you are on the day that was going to take my life and offering me hope. We connected him with the local church. He started coming to the evangelism series and got connected with the pastor and started doing studies. The power of being there and the power of a church member saying, I'm willing to be used by God. I will go.
Amen.
It doesn't people today need to have face-to-face communication with one another? We're probably starved for it. We can get all the Zoom, we can get all the FaceTime, but literally coming and meeting with each other, you're doing a dual purpose there of providing a clarity of a book, but you're also bringing the touch of Jesus.
You know, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from what? Free from fear, and ultimately free from sin. Because sin is something that keeps us down. You know, when we have sin inside of us, we see the problem in others. We see ourselves as not good enough. That's why this person that Johnny was talking about was thinking of taking his life, because he was thinking that he was not good enough. And when he saw the truth that Jesus came to die for him, if he would be only one alone here on this earth, Jesus would come and die. And he has a wonderful plan for him, for his future, that brought hope to him. So that's what Jesus talked about. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's why we believe that the Bible is the ultimate book. That the great controversy guides people to the Bible, because there are, you know, I've talked to many people and they say, yes, I like the Bible, but the books of Daniel and Revelation, the prophecies, the beasts, you know, the heads, the horns and all of that, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I think it's not for us. And the book of Revelation starts, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, to his saints. So, it's so amazing. The great controversy just breaks down all of those complex subjects that we might see complex in Daniel and Revelation, makes them simple. It shows how the prophecy has been fulfilling across from the history past, how it's being fulfilled today, and how it's going to be fulfilled in the future.
And it must be so, because in that first chapter of Revelation, it says, blessed is he who reads and observes the sayings of this book. So it's not something we can just push aside and say, oh, it's not for me. It's not for our time. It's for all time. And it's the revelation, not the hidden or the hiding of Jesus Christ. It's to reveal. And to what Tom was talking about earlier with the need for face-to-face contact, that is a biblical principle that really didn't stand out to me until the pandemic, when I was reading through my Bible and 2 John and 3 John both end with, I could write you more, but I will say what I have to say. I will tell you face to face. It is not a new need that humanity needs face to face communication. There is no substitute for it. There is no virtual second coming. Jesus is coming to get us face to face. And so I really appreciate the approach that you're taking with this ministry. And there is an organization with this goal. Tell us about how that was formed and how it's moving forward.
Yes, that's a good question. And Streams of Light is a ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And how it started, it's pretty amazing, because during COVID, it actually started during COVID, during 2020. So, you know, everything is shut down. I had to work from home, Zoom, you know. And then I told my administration of the work where I was that I was going to do some door-to-door work, because I'm done sitting at home. I needed to meet some people, and I needed to take hope to people, because the situation around May 2020 was pretty desperate. with all of the, you know, the movements, the violence that was going across the country and everybody locked up and nobody knew where that was going. At that point was pretty desperate. And I bought myself actually 1,500 of this book, The Great Controversy. I bought for myself and I started going door to door, knocking on people's doors and saying, hey, I have a gift for you.
You must have been the only person that did that.
That's right. And my question, I was thinking, you know, as I will go door to door, people will tell me, what are you doing at my door? It's COVID. I'm afraid of the virus and stuff. So I was expecting that. But what I've seen, people actually opening doors, no one. That first evening, 4 hours in the evening that I spent, no one, not even one person, had mentioned anything about COVID. They took the book. In some instances, they said, do you have two or three to give me so that I can share it with my family and my coworkers? And when I saw that reaction and people actually crying, you know, when I would pray for them and their family, for the health of those who had COVID and stuff. So it touched me so deeply that I said, wow, when people need help most, many of us, even us, people of faith, we would sit at home, locked up, hiding. I mean,
to protect ourselves.
Firefighters are not hiding when there's fire, even though there's danger to their lives. They are going into fire to save people. How much more us, in the spiritual sense, when there's danger, we should be there giving hope to people in the moment when they need it. So that's how Streams of Light was born. I thought, this is the time to go and to give hope to people. And this book describes exactly what's happening with all of the, you know, pestilences. The Bible says that in the end times there will be pestilences and wars and rumors of wars and, you know, natural disasters. And I said, this is just so amazing that people would read and know, you know what, this is nothing new, this has been predicted. So the impression came, this has to go nationwide. So I started going to churches, encouraging churches to distribute in their own community. And pretty soon churches started doing that. And they started sharing the testimonies, how people are blessed by it. So anyway, it's just that's how it started. And in November of 2020, we formalized Streams of Light International. And from then, it has been a wonderful faith journey. And Strong Tower Radio knows a lot about that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, in November of 2021, you formally organized, and you had essentially been inspired to do that by your own experience and seeing the need that people had. And so, how have people responded as you've shared this opportunity? Do you have some examples of initial response and how they've worked and the responses that they have received as they've gone out in their communities?
Oh, yes. I love this. In Northern California, I shared the book with a family. They said, you know, I shared the health part of it because the book comes with a health magazine. And the person said, you know, I had a stroke just a few weeks ago. And he said, the doctor told me if I didn't change my lifestyle, I'll die. And my wife and I were asking, how can we find help? Because we don't know. They are from El Salvador. And said, we didn't know anything about healthy lifestyle, how to do it. So I invited them home. They ate with us. They saw how my wife was cooking, vegan meals. And they tasted it. And they said, oh, this is actually wonderful. So anyway, they have studied the Bible that have brought unity. They were actually about to divorce as well. They were not married. They have 4 children. They have lived together for about 25 years, and they were about to separate, split. And this brought unity. They got actually baptized. Their kids are in the church. They're going to a Christian school. And they actually, the oldest daughter is coming with us to the mission trips that we're putting together. They said, that visit has changed our lives. I mean, now we're together as a family, united. That's Amen. One. Another one. Well, you have asked me, now I'll say. Another one in Texas. I shared the book in the parking lot with Maribel. I found out her name later. She says, what is the book about? I tell her it's a blend of history and Bible prophecy. So she said, so is it about Bible? I said, oh, yes. She said, I'm looking for a church, but I'm looking for a church that would preach the entire truth, entire Bible. I said, oh, I happen to go to a church like that tomorrow. Why don't you join me? She came 12 months later. She was baptized. Amen. And when she and her baptismal, I joined via Zoom. And she was crying. And she was saying, thank you. You brought freedom to my life. You have brought happiness and joy. My family is finally united. They were teared down by drugs and alcohol and stuff. And now they were freed from that. They were together as a family. So that's what those personal visits do. It's just amazing how powerful God is. Amazing how powerful His truth is.
Amen. That personal touch, you just can't get that experience through any virtual means.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, The Great Controversy is a book that answers a lot of questions. You know, people wonder, if God is so good, why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Chapter 29 addresses that. People wonder, if God is really loving, then what about this idea that He burns people in hell for all eternity? What is the middle ground between that? How is that true? You know, it answers so many questions. What's going to happen at the end of the world? What are the deception that's going on now? And, you know, when you read this book, it's so hard to keep it to yourself. You know, I read the book Great Controversy, and I started going out to distribute it myself. And I remember going to a business one day, and I'm at a furniture store. And I asked the manager, hey, you know, I start telling him about the book. He says, no, not interested, but why don't you go talk to my coworker? I start talking to the coworker, and he gets pretty ugly. He starts cussing me out in front of all the customers and his workers, and he starts challenging my faith. And usually I don't like to enter into controversy, but something was telling me, like, hey, listen to what he has to say, meet some objections, and see how you can still get the book in his hands. After a while of going back and forth, I realized, man, this brother knows God is real, but he's fighting so hard against God because he hates Him. And I said, you know what? This idea that God burns people in hell for all eternity is something that this brother has been struggling with all of his life. I said, brother, I stopped him. I said, have you ever been lied to before? He says, yes. How did it make you feel? Oh, it made me feel this way. Have you ever heard that God burns people in hell for all eternity? Yes, yes. He started getting angry. How does it make you feel? How does it make you view God? And he started telling me, and that was the trigger. And I said, what if I told you that there was another way? What if I told you that that was a lie that has been preached from the pulpits of Christianity mistakenly for centuries? What if there was another answer, and that God was truly a God of love? And I said, this book, chapter 33, talks all about that. He pulled out $30 out of his wallet, handed it to me, and took the book. Can you believe that?
Wow, and you weren't even asking for a donation.
It's just amazing.
And he was the guy that was angry at you for bringing the book to him.
That's right. So people have questions. People have been dealing with certain ideologies of God that keeps them from following Him. And this book offers a quick, ready solution to find it in the Bible.
Amen. A lot of times when people respond to conviction, it isn't songs and stars in the sky. They get angry. And we sometimes are tempted to think, oh, we did something wrong. But that anger is that wrestling inside as the Holy Spirit is bringing conviction. And that's no time to run. Just let the Holy Spirit do the work and keep showing up.
Yes, you know, about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and distributing the book. In about 2.5 hours, more than 42,000 books were distributed by 1,800 young people. So my son and I, my son is 8 years old, so we were going door to door in this very affluent community. You know, people wouldn't open doors. We would leave them on doors for them kindly. And then one of the ladies, she came all the way to the gate, she came to the gate, and she received the book. She said, oh, this is interesting. And I said, you know, we love studying the Bible with people as well, just to study about God's true character, how the Bible describes. But I said, we only want to study the Bible with those who are truly interested. And I said, zero being no interest at all, and 10 being very, very interested. How would you, you know, qualify yourself or rate yourself? She said, oh, definitely a 10. And wow. I said, so why? I said, why such an interest? She said, well, my husband started studying the Bible a few weeks ago with a men, group of men. I was actually looking for a possibility to study the Bible and to learn more about God. So she says, this is a perfect opportunity. So I just love when God sets those, we call them divine appointments.
Amen.
That God just lines up a person who is searching with a person who is willing to share the good news with people. So that's what it's all about. Getting our churches, getting our people, get out there. Share with people the spiritual truth, the spiritual help. Share with people the help that they need. Amen. If they need just to talk with someone, just listen to them, give them a hug, pray with them, and that will make someone's day, and that might save someone's life.
So how do individuals and churches get involved in this exciting opportunity to meet real needs that probably today are as great as ever before? Give us, tell our listeners how they can engage with you.
Yes, for sure. And you have two ways of doing that. If you're interested in the book, The Great Controversy, you can either go to the website myfreedomintruth.com. That's myfreedomintruth.com. What you'll find on that website, you'll be able to either read the book in the digital format, you'll be able to watch a video related to the chapter, or listen to the book in audio, or have a study on each chapter, biblical study. Another way how they listeners can get the book, The Great Controversy, by contacting Strong Tower Radio.
That's correct.
Amen.
Strong Tower Radio believes in helping people in any way possible. And I understand that you guys are giving it away for free. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is correct.
This is
and
amazing.
So you may call 231-468-2087 or email us at info@strongtowerradio.com.
And you could also on our website make a request. So, and so if there's a congregation that says, hey, we need a ministry like this, this book is powerful, and we would like to go out and meet the community, hand this book to be part of this audacious goal, how do they go about engaging you and becoming part of your team to give every household in person in North America by 2026?
Well, you can go to www.streamsoflight.net. That's www.streamsoflight.net. And you can go under training and sign up your church. You will not only receive the resources such as The Great Controversy in the Health Magazine, but how you'll receive training resources, how to distribute in the community, and how to build long-lasting relationships with your communities as well.
This is so powerful. I think our listeners will want to hear that again. Johnny, could you share that information one more time?
Sure. For anyone interested to have their church get involved, they can go to www.streamsoflight.net. That's www.streamsoflight.net. And you can go under training and sign up your church and how to build long-lasting relationships with your communities as well.
Well, listeners, you've been listening to Strong Tower Radio Feature, the program that introduces you to people, organizations, and events in your community. And today, we've been talking about a very powerful book about the history of God's love and His goodness and His justice. Take this opportunity. It's just one of the many things, a service of Strong Tower Radio Network. I'm your host, Tom Azure. Until next time, bye now. This is a Strong Tower Radio production.